Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Sloboda. I'm the host of the MCU's Bleeding Edge, and I'm back once again with a new panel of guests and one returning guest that I've had before in the past, my friend Wilfredo Wise from the Stuck on the Mind podcast. And I've also got Danny J from, I believe it's DJ Productions, right, Danny J?
DJB Productions, that's correct.
DJB Productions. And I've also got Big Gene, one of my fellow Rizzlers, on the panel. And we're going to be launching into Phase 4 Marvel Disney Plus series, basically. We're going to touch on Loki. We're going to get into What If, and then try to, like, you know, see how far we get from there, basically. So just to kind of give everybody a chance to introduce themselves right off the bat, why don't I go ahead and switch over to you, Danny, and I'll give you a minute to go ahead and shout anybody out that you want to and, you know, go ahead and self-promote yourself and whatnot.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to come on the show, by the way. Thank you very much for having me. My name is Danny J. I'm the host and the producer of the DJB Productions Network on YouTube. You can go to www.djbproductionsnetwork.com, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bells, that type of thing. Plenty of shows on air. It's not a one-trick pony. I do wrestling, comedy, music, special interests, and a lot of different stuff. There's about 9 different genre shows on there, so there's something for everybody. And once again, I hope everybody jumps on, enjoys it, and I'm ready to talk some Marvel. So,
awesome. That sounds great. All right. Wise?
What's going on? It's your boy, W-I-Z-E, Wise, and I am the host of Stuck in My Mind podcast. We just launched our YouTube channel, Real Wise TV. We have our radio station, which we did a soft launch in January. We ran it for a couple of weeks, and then we shut it down. But it looks like this coming week, we will be relaunching Real Wise Radio. And it's awesome. Always have a great time on your show, so I'm looking forward to what we're going to talk about.
Most definitely, brother. Thank you for coming on again. It's really, really nice to see you. It's been quite a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
All right. Big Gene.
Yo, what's up, y'all? My name is, y'all could just call me Gene. I'm Rizzling. I just started a new YouTube channel. It's not up and running yet, but it's Ghetto Therapy Productions. Because when you're from the ghetto, you get a different kind of therapy. That's for real. And I love Marvel, and ever since the little 12-cent comic books, I don't want to tell my age, I've been a Marvel fan, a Fantastic Four for life. I can't wait until they get up on there and represent them right.
Most definitely. Thanks, Gene. It's really nice of you to come on, man. I really appreciate it. It's good
anytime,
to see you.
Brother. Thank you, bro.
It's you know, sometimes it's kind of hard. You guys, people, I'm sure, understand. Everybody has lives out there. I mean, so, you know, I mean, we got to get people in when we can. So Big Gene's got to, like, got to multitask here for, you know, so he can jump on the show today.
Yeah. Working in a hospital right now is, you know, it's crazy. So, hours after hours, 12 and 16 hour days, but I had to get in this because I'm letting Marvel pass me by, bro.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, what I really like about today's show, folks, I'll be honest with you, is that I've got some really different voices here, and I've got some people who have some different perspectives on the MCU, you know, in terms of, like, what Big Gene says. Big Gene's an old school comic book fan. You know, Wise is a really knowledgeable MCU guy. He's my Moon Knight guy. You know, like, he knows a lot more about Moon Knight than I do. And Danny J, it's really nice to have you on the show for the first time, man.
I appreciate it, definitely. And I look forward to it.
Oh, I've been enjoying your content too.
I appreciate that, definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I've been jumping around to everybody's content too as well, because, like, we need to support each other first before we get support from anybody else. Sir. So by all means, I'm loving it, and let's do it up. It's party this.
All right, most definitely. So, okay. So right off the bat, we're gonna jump off and we're gonna go ahead and start with Loki. And basically what I want to get from you guys with Loki is any new information, anything you've heard of about Loki recently that you want to talk about, anything like in Loki's background, in the cinematic universe, anything, you know, where you think it, you know, that connects to the show of any kind, you know, and your take basically on what you know so far of the series when it's going to be coming out after the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's basically just what I want to hear. So, I mean, if you want to start off wise and go ahead and lead off, I mean, obviously we know Loki's Tom Hiddleston. I don't think I need to
Yeah, but it's not the Loki that we're used to. That's not the Loki from the MCU universe that we've been watching. That's the alternate version of Loki that escaped with the Tesseract at that time. So that's where we need to realize that it's not the same Loki. It's a completely different Loki. Even though, to me, Loki's always going to do what Loki does is the mischief that's just caused mischief everywhere he goes. So it's going to be a great series, man. To me, and he's a great actor. I love how he portrays Loki, and I just want to see where he's going to take this character to. And it's crazy because all these are just movies. They're just cut down into episodes.
Yeah,
essentially. Danny, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about the Disney Plus series in general is that this is a fantastic way to bridge the gap between movies. It's a fantastic way to explain certain things and also to correct some things. Let's not forget that sometimes things don't add up when we're watching these movies sometimes. And that could be because of different writers or what have you. So what better way than to create a series that says, hey, now that time travel is a thing, we can mess everything up. And we can also go back and fix it right afterwards. It's true comic book, if anything. You know what I mean? Because nobody dies in comic books. Everything gets fixed in comic books, you know. And they're doing that in a video format, which just makes it great. Because it's unfortunate. Like Gene will probably agree with this. The comic book industry, it's a sin. It's not like it was. Because with all this video content, people aren't looking at that kind of stuff. So what better way to reintroduce people, especially younger viewers, etc., and explain this stuff than to do it like this? I was query about WandaVision as an example, but then when I watched it, I was like, well, holy shit, this is great. You know what I mean? So I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised. And I think the whole scenario of Loki going back in time and doing certain things is going to not only lead into other movies and lead into other introductions, because hey, we have a whole ton of Marvel people that are coming in to the MCU. You know, you have the X-Men, you got the Fantastic Four, you have all these people that we didn't have access to before, and now we have to kind of retcon them back in because we're gonna say, hey, where were they all this time? Why didn't we see them? Oh, well, they were at Walmart. You know, like, you can't say that. They gotta come from somewhere. This is the way to do it.
That's a good point. I think that the connection to the comic books is something I didn't really think about. But I mean, when I think about it as a kid, you'd get your comics. Like, your comics would come like every couple of weeks. You'd get your comic book in the mail or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So it is very similar. Gene, I know you had some about WandaVision either, right?
Oh no, I mean, well, I'm probably older than all of y'all, and I'm 52 years old, bro. So I remember running to the store to get the comic books, right? But let me just bounce off of what Danny said. Listen, it's truly a shame that comics cost more than your subscription for Disney.
Yeah, they do.
Okay? Because, like, I got three kids, and well, all my kids are 20 years old and whatever. So for the people who got younger kids, trying to get them to embrace comics at like $4.50 and $5 a pop, and you know, you get three comics every week for the whole month, you're talking about spending like at least $300, which, you know, you can't waste that money like that.
Right.
So you know what? So the subscriptions, I just think they need to do like a Disney Junior, just like they do with the Teen Titans, and make a younger version to bring them in, to make them lovers of superheroes. Because even though we had like Dr. J and say Hank Aaron or whatever, nobody compared to like say Superman or Spider-Man. Every kid had a Spider-Man costume. So, you know, if they could reel them in, comic movies and series would never go out of style. Nice. So saying that, I like WandaVision because it reminded me of them old school, you know, sitcoms.
Yeah.
But I was really craving more MCU action. I mean, it's nice to have like Malcolm in the Middle, which is one of my favorite shows. I liked when they did that one. But you want to see that action because us guys, mm-hmm. you know, we crave that action, you know, mm-hmm. that superhero, that new armor that Tony Stark somehow thought about years before it was needed. And you're like, oh my God, the Mark 4, 5, 6, where all these iron and, you know, those are the actions we want. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, Marvel is the only one supplying us guys with that imagery, you know. But the one question I have about this Loki stuff, the time variant people. Now, we know the Avengers fucked up history. I mean, yeah. going back and forth and with Captain America staying back there, they came after Loki. But what about, you know, the damage that they've done? So did they just choose the bad guy to because the good guys are okay? Or I want to see them talk about that and how come they gave them a pass or like the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. But I know they asked the King too, but you know, they need to answer that for me because I like the continuity of the program.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it. And I love Moon Knight too, Mark Spector. I always wanted to see him and Batman fight, bro.
No doubt. I
look for that one. He's the Listen, Batman, when he joined the West Coast Avengers, that was like the shit for me growing up. Like,
yeah,
I grew up reading comics in the 80s. And 90s. So it was just like, God, it was just so amazing to me. So many different characters. Moon Knight was one of my favorite because he's just different. He wasn't like your average superhero. He would do bad shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, but you're torn because you know he means well, but he still does some bad shit. And well, it's just, for me, I can't wait. I'm excited.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I was always drawn to the Punisher and like Ghost Rider and, you know, and those kind of characters personally, myself as a kid, like,
If they doing what they're talking about and making that team of Ghost Rider, Blade,
and Midnight Brothers,
and all of them, bringing them all together, it's that would be something amazing if they can tie all that together and bring all that in. That would be.
But think about it as adults, though. What as adults to have someone that does really bad shit, and then they're doing it for a good reason. You're like, that explains the whole thing. You know what I mean? I can excuse everything, kill everybody. I don't care. They're assholes. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you feel better about it, you know?
Danny, I don't know if you read comics now.
I haven't in years.
Listen, no, because you're saying you like Moon Knight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Moon Knight. Look, the King of Black, the King of the Dark series,
mm-hmm.
with an interdimensional virus monster come into effect, and like they gave the Black Panther like the Phoenix power,
right?
But they needed to rely on Moon Knight, like him and Blade, because they creatures of the night,
right,
to fight this ultimate venom off. I'm telling you, you're gonna love it, bro.
That sounds fantastic, and that's and a violent thing. And you know what, though? Here's the deal. Like, a lot of people, and especially in today's society, we're in a censorship society. They don't use the word censorship anymore because it's not a buzzword.
Cancel.
It's a cancel society, but it's still censorship. I don't give a shit what they say. But in this scenario, this is the kind of stuff growing up. Now, I'm a kid of the 70s, grew up in the 80s. You know, we were tough skinned. We drank from water. We drank water from hoses and stuff like that. So we don't have to worry about that.
Water fountain I used to drink from at the ball from the park in Brooklyn. They weren't the cleanest. They had fucking green shit all over it, and you still drank the water from there because you were thirsty as hell.
Right. That's right. And it was the best damn water you had when you were thirsty. That's right.
Listen, when you were thirsty, it was the best.
But you know what I mean? Like we created this kind of stuff because I think this is where, if I'm going to use the word justice, happens. it's where justice happens. We're like, we want to see this final thing. Like, whoa, he really pushed that guy over the edge. But you know what? Sometimes when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's it. Me and Gene were actually talking about that on the phone. That whole cancel culture, you know, like basically earlier today. But I mean, to wrap things back up and to take us back to Loki. So I'm assuming probably everybody here has probably seen the Loki trailers by now, right? I mean, yeah. You know, we know Owen Wilson's going to be in the show. He's going to play a TVA agent. The TVA is going to be the Time Variance Authority is going to be a big part of aspect of the series. Mm-hmm. Danny was right. Loki's going to be basically traveling through time and impacting known historical events and stuff like that. It's going to be an interesting show. I mean, I think they said that the Falcon and the Winter Soldier outpaced WandaVision in terms of like
viewership.
Yeah. How do you guys think Loki's going to do? Like, I mean, Big Gene, what do you think? What do you think the impact of Loki's going to be like?
I'm going to be dead honest right here, okay? Look, people don't want to admit it, but people and everybody likes the bad guy. Because you know what? The bad guy has the courage to just do what he needs to do to solve the situation. It may not be pretty and it may not be liked, but people just don't have the fortitude to say do what they need to do to take care of it. And that's why like the MCU is
We'll pick him up.
It's all good.
Right? But they being it down, you know, but so that's what people will like. People will like, they liked Loki when he was a smart ass, condescending asshole. So now that he's doing some actual good, they're going to enjoy him even more. It may take away from his like nastiness, which I like, because I love them, him and Thor back and forth, taking over Asgard, getting rid of Odin, fighting the Valkyrie 3 and all of this stuff. But everybody likes the bad guy. So I think it's going to do really good.
I mean, the one thing I got to say, though, with Loki and anything I've ever seen with Loki growing up and stuff like that, this guy's a god, okay? So to see him arrested, to see him, I don't want to say the word pandering, but pandering to mortals to say, yeah, you got me, blah, 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 here you go, take my wrist, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, maybe he's just playing around with them. Ultimately, I would love it for it to be just a big joke for him. You know what I mean? This is Tuesday, and I had nothing to do, so let me mess with the mortals on that realm, and then I'm going to move on to some other realm later on and do something else. That's what I picture my Loki as someone who – it's just a big kid. He's looking for something to do. And he's rambunctious. You know what I mean? You know, he's not a bad kid. He's just got a lot of energy. You know, like that type of thing. I want to see that Loki. Because in all honesty, that's what makes him funny. That's what makes him fun. And because he's so powerful, that's what makes him dangerous. The cool thing about Marvel is that many of their villains are sympathetic villains. Meaning, like you just said, Gene, like I'm not evil, but I have the balls to do what needs to be done. And that might not be liked by a lot of people. And that's what Baron Zemo is like in a sense. That's what Magneto is like in a sense. These people, you're like, I get your point, but you're just a little aggressive. Pull it back a little bit. You're like, no, has to be done. I love that inter-struggle that not only do they have with themselves, but people have with them because, let's face it, Professor X, he totally sympathizes with Magneto. But he's just like, oh, we just can't do that. You know, I got to play.
I don't like the way you did it. Yeah. Good for that.
You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with Loki. Why does Thor keep coming to him and say, I know there's good in you. You're my brother. Thor always has Loki's back no matter what, right? That's great. You know what I mean? And Loki really has burned every bridge possible. You know what I mean? The son of a bitch killed Coulson, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? That should just knock you off right there. But, like, Thor's like, dude, I got you. And I know there's good in you. And I think what we saw, and this leads up to what Will was saying, like, this is not our Loki. That Loki that we grew up watching over the last 12 years was a guy that kind of, I think, realized that Thor is not as bad as Thor was. He'll keep it up because he's Loki. But he's like, you know what? I respect my brother. You know, my brother's got my back. Now, this new Loki, which is earlier in the timeline, this is pre I've been really like good about things. This guy's like, I hate everybody. Let's just kill it all. And I'm going to see what happens tomorrow, you know, type of thing. So most hopefully definitely. There's a lot of chaos. Hopefully there's a lot of chaos. That's what I'm hoping for.
Definitely.
Wise, I mean, how do you think it's going to play out with it being that, and we'll wrap this up and move on to what if after this, but Wise, just to kind of like close this out, what do you think about the whole aspect that it is a different Loki that we're dealing with, the Loki from right after the first Avengers film?
Well, that Loki was badass though, man. The later on Loki had gained more sympathy, like that he had grown. Mm-hmm. Him and this the Loki was like, no, he wants to rule. This is the Loki that has sold out the planet to just rule the planet. Like, so we're gonna see if how his transformation goes along the series, especially now that he's the main character and he's basically the hero or anti-hero, whatever you want to put him as. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
It's really an interesting dynamic. The fact that it is, you know, it is the Loki that from Avengers Endgame that grabbed the Tesseract and everything like that. It is going to be interesting, you know. It's interesting that Tom Hiddleston is playing the character like that from like different timelines and stuff like that and everything, where he, you know, he's going backwards with the character kind of. You know, it's an interesting dynamic. So to get into what if. Now, I'll be honest with you, we don't know that much about what if. You know, we know kind of like some basic information about the show. Everybody on here knows about what if. I mean, I know we all do.
If you read the comic books, you know what it is. It's an alternate reality of Marvel. It's what if it'd be like, what if Mary Jane had got bitten by the spider? Or what if it was
stop reading.
The Von Doom was Mr. Fantastic or something. It's different things that
scenarios.
Just make you think like, like they show the preview. I guess it was T'Challa that was taken into space instead of Peter Quill's. So it's gonna be interesting.
I'm looking forward to Marvel Zombies though. That's what I'm looking forward to. What if series. That's the one I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, yes.
You know, because it's what an interesting concept that was comic-wise, how they did it, how they still maintained their sense of morality. They still maintained their intelligence, but they're like, but I'm a zombie. I got to eat. So, you know.
Powers.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a great thing. And and the zombie thing, I mean, granted, can we say it's overdone? I think it's zombie stuff is overdone to all hell and high water. But to have these heroes, like, get down to one last guy, you know, and now the legend of Captain America is dead. The legend of Doctor Strange is dead. The legend of Magneto is dead. Because finally now, whoever this hero is going to be had to kill all these legends or whatever the case would be. That's what the kind of thing I want to see is to be like, you know, I want to skip to the end. You know what I mean? I want to skip to the end and say, what are we left with? Like, you know, I picture, you know, in Conan, the Destroyer at the end, when he's just sitting on the throne by himself. Yeah. And like, he just killed everybody. Has no friends. That's what I want to see with somebody. Pick one. It could be Sam Wilson. It could be it could be T'Challa. Whoever. Just pick somebody. And I want to see that happen. That's what I'm looking forward to. Because that, to me, is really good writing. Because not every story has a happy ending. That's the thing.
Wait a minute. In reality. That was awesome. I'm glad you brought up Conan, like the Destroyer. That's a classic, dude. I heard that they were going to make another Conan film at one point.
I heard. Yeah, they did. It was horrible. Yeah.
They need, but you know, every every movie has to be cast right. Now, I know we're talking about Marvel, but I'm just going to say something about DC. Like, The Rock is the perfect Black Adam.
Yep.
If you can find that hero, that person to play Conan, and we can't use The Rock again because he's overused. Yeah. But I still
he's
enjoy
Scorpion
his
King, though. He's already the Scorpion King, so you can't really put him.
Not to get off subject, but I want him as Ray Spanion in Johnny Quest.
Oh, wow. That's what
I want The Rock as Ray Spanion in Johnny Quest. I'll just put it out there. That's what I want. I can get two shits who you cast with the rest of the movie. I just want him.
But yeah, listen, on Marvel vs. Zombies, I bought the graphic novels. I mean, let me tell you, out of all, like Peter Parker, like he's one of the last ones left.
Yeah.
Him and Forge, right? It's amazing that, like, even though he's smart, and I mean, he's powerful, but he's just a regular guy. But for him to be one of the last remaining heroes to defy, like, whatever, all the X-Men, the Avengers, and even Galactus, they destroyed Galactus.
Yeah, they ate him, right?
You know? For Spider-Man to remain towards the end is a testament that, like, the neighborhood guy can do amazing things.
Genie's the greatest hero of all time. That's why.
Excellent. It was excellent. That Marvel Zombies and the Immortal Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Those books compared to the Jack Burns and the Kirby's, John Byrne and Kirby, those Chris Claremont and the X-Men and the Phoenix series, excellent. I would tell everybody pick up the Marvel Zombie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Speaking of graphic novels, I actually just picked up Elektra Lives Again, the book. I just picked it up.
Okay.
I'll show it to you guys.
They didn't do her justice either, but anyway. No,
not at all.
Check this out.
Discount. Yeah.
I just got it.
That's great.
I was just gonna say, I know some of you guys must be excited about Daredevil coming back to the MCU, right? I mean, I haven't talked to you about that. It's been a minute since we did. What do you think about Daredevil coming back?
Oh, I love it because I love Daredevil. Charlie Cox plays. He plays an awesome Matt Murdock.
Fantastic.
They couldn't have picked a better Matt Murdock. He plays Matt Murdock. The Matt Murdock I remember in the comic books. He plays him to a T. It's like he blew Ben Affleck out the water. Yeah. Like Ben Affleck can tie his shoelaces. Like that's how good Charlie.
Keep in mind that we only had Ben Affleck, but Rex Smith was the other one. So we didn't have a lot of people playing Daredevil well. Per se, you know what I mean? I personally, and I'll go on, we're recording this, I will go on, I liked Ben Affleck's Daredevil movie. I did. I had no problem with Ben Affleck doesn't like Ben Affleck's movie, but I did. I had to convince Ben Affleck that he liked his own movie. I liked it. I personally thought it was okay. The way I think about the movies, and a lot of comic book guys, tell me guys, if you guys are really heavy into comics, tell me if you don't think this way. The comics, you're talking 5, 6, 7 years of comics, right? Of storytelling, right? You only have a 2-hour movie, relatively.
Yes.
And maybe if you're lucky, 3 movies, right? So that I look at a movie of a comic book like a dog's life to a human being's life in the sense that the comics are stretched out a lot more. The movie's life is a lot shorter. So we got to get to the point quickly because we don't have that much time. So I think a lot of comic book people who say, oh, that movie, they did this, they did that, it was fucking horrible. You're being too hard on it because understand they don't have the same lifespan as a comic book. We need to get in and get out in 3 movies and be done if we're lucky to get 3 movies. So like with Daredevil, I liked it. The soundtrack was great. I'm not going to lie. The Daredevil soundtrack was a great soundtrack. But the movie was okay. If they cut out that goddamn scene where they fought at the school, and nobody called the cops. I don't understand that part. But everything else was great. Michael Clark Duncan, rest his soul, he was fantastic. That they even used him in the MTV Spider-Man as the Kingpin, which was great because he did such a great job with that role. Okay. I thought that was great. I thought John Favreau as Happy was awesome. You know, there wasn't any bad stuff in there. And Elektra was pretty good. They got a really hot woman who was a good actress. She did the role right. I was like, there was really nothing wrong with that movie. It wasn't winning an Academy Award, but what superhero movie does? Except for Logan. You know what I mean? That was it. You know what I mean? But like,
yeah,
that's the thing. Well, I think people are too hard on Ben Affleck's Daredevil. Stop bothering Ben. And I'm going to call Ben up and say, Ben, stop saying your fucking movie sucks.
I'm going to say. I don't know. I don't know.
I hate that movie. Shut up.
I'm never going to change my mind on the Ben Affleck Daredevil. I think the Charlie Cox series on Netflix was the bomb. It was good.
It was great.
No, listen, he gave a good defense for that movie, but I just no.
He said, no, it's not.
I like the Kingpin and Netflix.
You know that. And Netflix, speaking of news, you know that Disney is red lighting Heroes for Hire?
Yeah, I did hear that. Yes. Yes. Now, are they looking again? I heard they were looking at Luke Cage.
A new Iron Fist.
Yes. And I heard they were looking at Luke Cage and Jessica Jones for that, correct?
Oh, yeah. The only one who's not coming back is the Iron Fist guy.
He stunk anyway.
So, I mean, yeah.
I could have been without that show. He was horrible. I don't like that character. Does anybody like that character?
I do.
I do. I love it. Listen, I love it. I love it. No, listen. Listen to what I say. I love him when it's Iron mm-hmm. Man. It's Iron Fist and whatever, but Luke Cage and him when they're together. Yeah. That's what I like.
Okay,
that's the characters I grew up with. I didn't never really. Yeah. I always grew up with them. When I read the comics, they've always were a team. It's always been Hero for Hire and mm-hmm. and the Defenders and all that. So
That's
what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And if they could work that dynamic into it, then whoever they could find to play him would be awesome. But that's the Iron Fist I'm used to is him and Power Man.
Yeah. Can we all agree in the Netflix series that Danny Rand should have turned everybody else heel? And they should have all ganged up on him, because I did not like him at all, and I hated him. I just hate him.
I don't think anybody really liked him, to be honest with you. He was not a very well-liked character in the Defenders universe.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Big Gene. What are your thoughts on Daredevil coming back to the MCU, Gene?
Oh, I cannot wait to see him swinging through the city. And like you, because you know Spider-Man, like he likes them little jokes, you know. So he'll be hiding in the shadows, and just for Daredevil to swing by and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" Because you know nobody escapes his radar, you know. Yes. I can't wait for them, all the Marvel team ups like Spider-Man and Daredevil, Spider-Man and Human Torch, Spider-Man and everybody. I can't wait till Daredevil get his turn. Because Daredevil is awesome, bro.
Yeah,
awesome, awesome, awesome.
Most definitely. Yeah, I love Daredevil. So I'll tell you right now, the What If show is like definitely my wild card Disney Plus series out of the group. Yeah. I love the fact that they cast Jeffrey Wright as Batu the Watcher. He's excellent. He's an excellent actor, mm-hmm. and I think he's going to narrate the shows, and I think that's a masterpiece that they decided to put him in the show. It's going to be awesome, and it is my wild card, definitely, out of the different Disney Plus series that are coming out. I think the What If could be a real wild card and could really take off.
Are they going to stay towards true to the comics, or are they going to invent their new What Ifs? Because like one of the most popular ones was like, what if Gwen Stacy didn't die? So are they going to mm-hmm. follow that trend of existing comics, or are they going to make brand new scenarios?
I think it's going to be all – I don't believe they're going to be really bringing stuff up from the comic book, because they want to use all the actors and that were in the MCU. extended MCU during the, you know, the Infinity Saga. They want to use all those actors, and they're bringing, they brought all them back. So it is going to be all basically new concepts, I think, with the what if episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know for a fact that one of them is going to be Peggy Carter getting the super soldier serum. And and then Steve Rogers becoming like a version of Iron Man basically during World War II.
Real quick, can we do a what if of our own? Is there and I have one to mention, but I want to go around. Is there a storyline? It could be a short story. Remember, these are only 8 episode TV shows. Is there a storyline that anybody would love for Marvel to say, I would love for you to jump on and do this in a little 8 episode series? That's not happening right now. Like we know it's happening, something that's not happening, but I mean, I wish they would do this.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting. But like, if I could pick someone, I would like to say like a what if Odin had been possessed or used all the Infinity Stones? Because, you know, he in the comics, he's went mad before. So like, what if he had all the, you know, Infinity Stones at his possession?
Right. That would be cool.
You know? That would be cool.
I think it would be really cool.
Especially because, you know, like they had several episodes like where he thought Thor was dead and he went through like all the realms to try to get the people who like the different demons, the snow demons and all of this. It like decimated them. So like, would it turn him crazy beyond compare? And like, sometimes you bring somebody back and they're not the same. Or would Thor be like, Father, you're wrong, and then you get this climactic fight with God Thor versus, you know. So I would love to see that because I love like that folklore, the Norse god stuff.
That's great.
Go ahead, Wise.
Oh no, it was what if it would be the Age of the Apocalypse, like bring that. If they could bring that storyline, not the bullshit they put up recently, but the Age of the Apocalypse, hell yeah, with what they did to Angel and all that, and that's just for me. That was one of the biggest things growing up was when he got his wings torn off and he was shooting out blades, man. So
I love that.
I would love to see that one.
So Wise, let me ask you a question. Of course, don't tell me you like when Kevin Bacon played what you call it, Sebastian Shaw from that Hellfire Club. They did terrible. That was one of the best runs of the X-Men with the Hellfire Club, and they just destroyed it.
That's why I started with the X-Men is during the hell when they were dealing with the Hellfire Club all the time and everything like that.
Listen, I want to see what they're gonna do with this what the MCU actually gets to do with the X-Men. Like the Fantastic Four was mishandled every time they've done it. I think Marvel's really gonna try to really make up for those because I want a great Fantastic Four movie, and we deserve it. Yeah. We've been waiting patiently for long enough. We've had enough versions of this. Let's get it correct the first time, and then let's just get it correct and have that going, and then definitely get the X-Men going correctly. If Deadpool, keep Deadpool the same. Don't change anything about Deadpool. Hopefully they won't change that Deadpool. But as the X-Men as a whole, that universe as a whole, they just have to see what they're gonna what are they gonna do it? How are they gonna introduce it? Like what is what they did in WandaVision kind of sort of their introduction to the X-Men using that Quicksilver?
Right.
Who knows?
Well, remember that wasn't Quicksilver.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you're right. Like how are they gonna introduce it, that type of thing? I would have to say, and this is not a what if story, but one of my favorite sagas was the Man Spider story. Spider-Man turns into a giant spider. He's got the Punisher going after him, And he's got Kraven the Hunter of all people trying to help him. And I think that was the movie I want.
No, to me, if you're gonna use Kraven, it would have to be the Kraven storyline where he kills where he supposedly killed Spider-Man. And
yeah.
Last hunt.
And then if you're gonna use any Kraven storyline, that would be the one.
Right.
You know, in that story, right? If I'm recalling correctly, you know, Kraven came to quote New York, right?
Yes.
And that right before that was when James Jonah Jason's son came back from the moon or wherever the hell he came from.
Yeah.
And turned into that wolf, man wolf or whatever. And he was hunting him. And then he wanted to hunt Spider-Man because, well, Spider-Man is famous.
Yeah.
Bring Kraven the Hunter in and follow the storyline because I want to see just the dynamic from him just being a game hunter to trying to get Spider-Man.
Right.
You know? And but, I'd be happy. But you'll make me happy.
But I think that the horrific story that our hero it now becomes a monster, and especially using our current Spider-Man, Tom Hudson. I think he conveys a child with overwhelming power. Like he's still a kid. You know what I mean? And I love that about him. That he's like, I'm scared. You got to remember, he's still a kid. He's not some guy that's been doing this for 30 years. He's young. And so therefore he's still afraid and he still gets the same fears that any other kid has. And he forgets that he's Spider-Man at times. And to see that loving Spider-Man become Man-Spider and to see him be scared throughout this entire thing. And then people are trying to kill him. And then he has to rely on other people to try and save him. That story would be heart-wrenching, and it would be so exciting for me because I'm like, that would be it's a great way to introduce other heroes. Think about that for a second, because now our main hero is Quasi the villain, and everybody's got to stop in. So now we have the opportunity to get other people, get Madam Web in there, and get like, you know, Kraven in there. You introduce Kraven in a great way because now he maybe comes out to hunt this spider of New York. And finds out, oh, well, he's just a kid. And maybe Kraven's got a morality about him and say, hey, you know what? You know, this is not game. This is a child, you know. And the Punisher being a kid, Punisher's like, fuck him. He's got to die. I got to put a bullet in his head. You know, I want to see that thing because I want to see that dynamic. I want to see our heroes go at each other. I want to see the villains show a different side to themselves and understand that. And this is what Will was saying with a lot of with the four Fantastic Four movies and all. A lot of it comes down to the writing. We get a crappy superhero movie because what they do is they put the superhero stuff first and they put the writing second. I loved Logan because Logan was a great movie. It was a well-written movie and it had superhero content inside of it. Superheroes can be mature. And we need to say that again. Superhero movies can be mature. They need the proper writing. They need to be written as a serious piece. And I think people will really get off on that. I really honestly do.
How about the Dark Knight trilogy?
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, go ahead, Gene.
I got a question for you then.
Yeah.
Now that Stan Lee is gone, right? Do you think, because, like, any comic lover, I don't care how old you are, if Stan Lee would have said, hey, come and do this for me, you would have done it. Now that he's not here, do they have that same reverence, you think, in the quality writing? Because the movie, the acting is going to be the acting, but the quality writing and stories that would – Stan Lee can look at and say, hey, I love it. It exemplifies Marvel stuff. Do you think they're still going to have them people?
You know what, though? God loves Stan Lee because he was the god of comics. But at 137 years old, whatever the fuck he was before he passed away, I mean, God bless him. I don't think he was heavily involved in a lot of stuff. What's that one guy, Quesada? He's really big in Marvel. So I think the reins and the writing have been in somebody else's hands for a long time. And I think it would be, hey, Stan, what do you think about this? Oh, I don't know. I got to pee myself. Yeah, I think Stan was an old man and was like, hey, I'm happy you're doing anything. Like, you know, don't worry about what I'm doing. But I think they took his lead, definitely. I think his lead was taken a long time. But I think he's been out of it for so long that what we're getting is what is currently in place. And Kevin Feige, let me tell you something about that guy. That guy, unlike people at Warner Brothers with DCEU, that guy has a vision and has a love for this genre. And that's what makes the difference. That's why the MCU will always beat the DCEU, because this guy has a love for it. And they're saying, well, that didn't work. Let's try something else instead of trying like to work through it. That's the big difference.
I still haven't seen the Snyder Cut. I'll be honest with you, I haven't.
It's great.
I just picked up HBO Max the other night, and I haven't sat down and watched Snyder Cut yet. You know, honestly, Gene, I know you've actually got to go, and Wilfredo, you do too. So why don't we try to wrap this up?
I love the Snyder Cut, bro. You know, they greenlighted a part two. They greenlighted and if they do part two, they definitely have to do the trilogy part. But greenlighted part two.
Well, understand.
Now, I just don't know how they're going to get all of them together.
Well, understand, the Snyder Cut was the two movies. That was supposed to be like Infinity War and Endgame. It was supposed to be two separate movies for Justice League. And obviously, he just put them both together into one big four-hour movie. So, yeah, you're right. Like, there would be one other movie to coincide with this. And they lead into it, too. If you watch it all the way to the end, they lead into, like, hey, Darkseid's still coming, guys.
Yeah. You know?
They did a fantastic job with it. He did a fantastic job with it. He did.
Wise, do you want to say anything about the Snyder Cut before we take off?
I haven't seen it yet. I really haven't seen it yet. Oh. So, there's nothing that I haven't heard already. But I'm just waiting. I've been busy doing other things.
Hey, cheesesteak, two bags of popcorn, and some beer. Watch that shit, dude. I'm telling you.
It's just 4 hours, man. It's 4 hours. Hey, I can't take back.
I will tell you this. Gene,
I might have to do it in sessions. I might have to do it 2 hours here and then 2 hours later on, man.
Gene, you saw it.
That's sitting down for 4 hours.
That 4 hours goes by quick. I'm not going to lie. It goes by quick.
I'm going to have to do it a day the wife isn't home, because if I do it anytime, she's not going to sit down for 4 hours. Like, are we still watching this shit? Like, really?
That's what I did. I got up Sunday morning, like at 7 in the morning, and when I finished, it was already like, wow. My thing was just wow. But did you hear there's a conspiracy thing about that now with the DC movies, you know, because like after AT&T bought all them studios, a lot of people are upset and mad that telecommunications is getting into the Hollywood business and not waiting their turn. So that's why they sabotage their stuff. When a writer was signed on to DC, another studio company would sign them, and of course they're going to go with the more established movie company instead of them. So that's why they get all the second and third rate writers.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That's
at the end of the day, I know they all want to make money, but they're greenlighting this shit. And they're saying, "Yeah, all right, I'll take that script." Now, if you watch it, when you watch the Snyder Cut, I will ask you to watch the theatrical version first again, just to remind yourself of the shit that it came out. And then watch that Snyder Cut, and you'll be like, holy shit. What happened?
I never saw the original theatrical release.
Watch that garbage.
I said,
John, I have to go, but it was great. Like, it was great being with you guys.
He went out just to sabotage
it. All right,
brother.
Thank you, Will.
Later.
We'll talk to you later, man.
Definitely.
All right, take care, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right, bro. Peace.
All right, peace.
I think it's like they sabotaged it, bro. It's like getting somebody, excuse me for this analogy, but like if all of us who have kids, like you have ever messed with a girl who has a kid and then you have your own kid, you know, you kind of take care of your kid better. I was like, Josh did not care.
No, he didn't. And it shows, Gene, it shows in what he put out in comparison to what Snyder put out. And my understanding is that Snyder said most of it was already done. Most of his shit movie was done. So there wasn't much that had to be put out. But Snyder did not get paid to put Snyder cut out. That's what I heard. That he said, I just want this out to correct this shit. You don't have to pay me. Warner Brothers, you don't have to pay me anything. Let's just finish.
I can believe that.
Finish the production, and that's it. Yeah.
Because he couldn't, all of the other actors are really busy doing different things. So I figured it would be near impossible for all of them to get together to refilm various all them scenes. So all of it had to be taken already. I mean, and for him, and like you talk to Josh, it's like he's not apologetic. He's not nothing. But I heard that he is having problems getting work now. Like they blackmail.
He should. Screw him. That son of a bitch. I got news for you. I'd rather have the director that directed Conan the Destroyer do a Marvel movie than the director that did the Gilmore Girls. Bottom line. Bottom line. You know what I mean? Like, let's call a spade for a second. Man, you did not do this movie right. Period. You know?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, all right, guys. Listen, we were going to try to close this out and shoot for this to be like about a 45-minute to a 50-minute show. So why don't we go ahead and roll it in right here. And if you have anything you want to say, Big Gene, if you want to shout anybody out or anything like that and whatnot before we cut out, feel free.
I'm just saying my whole Rizzo family is too many of them. I love a whole lot of them. All my Instagram buddies. DJ, I'm going to look for your page, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Follow your stuff, man.
I appreciate that.
Same for you, Jeffrey. Most thanks definitely. For the invite, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
Coming on, Gene. I appreciate it, man. And how about you, Danny?
Like I said, just go to djbproductionsnetwork.com. Subscribe, share, hit the notification bell. I got multiple content shows for everything. It's not just one thing. I got comedy. I got nerd stuff. I got pro wrestling, and I got music and a lot of other stuff on there. It's a channel. I treat it as such, and I put new content out all the time. Understand that it's me doing it myself, so sometimes a show might have a lull for a month or two before it comes back on because I'm doing something else. I'm only one person, people. But by all means, come on and check it out. I love doing this for everybody, and I love seeing all the support come back. So please jump on there and share it to everybody. I appreciate it. And Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Danny. I really appreciate all the advice you've given me and everything and whatnot and the time you've taken. So thank you very much. I mean, I know that, you know, you've got a lot going on in your life to begin with, you know, family-wise.
Too much. Too much.
All right, guys, so listen, this is Jeff Sloboda. I am the host of the MCU's Bleeding Edge. And, of course, I have a YouTube channel of the same name. This is the podcast. And essentially, I just want to thank everybody that supports me and supports my MCU content. And follow, subscribe, like, and y'all take care. God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace out, everybody.
See ya.